This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Coronavirus Essential. I am your host Shraddha Sharma again with you today. And in today's podcast, I will be giving you all the essential details around the coronavirus pandemic. Let's start updates from India. There are 693 new cases reported in the past 24 hours as per the health ministry. As we know, today is the 13th day of India's 21-day lockdown, and the total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India stands at 4,067. This is as per the Union Health Ministry, that has also said that 109 people have died due to the virus and 291 have recovered. The total analysis according to gender was also put out. So 76% of the cases are males and rest are females. And if we talk in terms of age, 47% cases are in people who are less than 40 years of age, and 30% between the age of 40 and 60 years old, and 19% of people are aged above 60 years. So if we talk about this 21-day lockdown, we are on the 13th day of the lockdown that was imposed on 24th March. But if we talk about this, we are yet to know if this lockdown will be extended. It will be nationwide or only for the identified 20 hotspots and 22 potential hotspots, or will it be for specific states? We know that it was an emergency measure to stop the movement of people, but Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba had, around a week back said that there is no plans to extend this lockdown. But we are hearing, and as per News 18 report, that several states have written to the center saying that these restrictions must continue. Now we have seen that the national numbers in terms of reported coronavirus positive cases have crossed the 4,000 mark, with over 100 people who have died so far as per the health ministry data. But if we are seeing this in the last 4 days, it has nearly become double, very steep. But if we have to flatten the curve, a lot of experts are saying that it is important that the government should consider locking down beyond the 21-day mark also. Although some medical experts, as per some reports, have suggested that after the 21-day lockdown, a relaxation of 2 to 5 days can be given before going on a 28-day lockdown. But this is yet to be confirmed by the government. But according to several sources to News 18, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will do a cabinet meet, and today also there was a virtual meet done with several government employees, and it said that the final decision on extending the lockdown will be taken by him, and there might be a staggered lifting of the lockdown. And it is important that we know this is the world's biggest shutdown, and it has been very harsh, but it was really required at that point. But they still have to take a measure on, job losses and migrant workers and other farmers and other pleas that have come to the government regarding the same day being the hardest hit by the lockdown. Maharashtra, we are hearing it could be extended in Mumbai and urban areas in Maharashtra. As per the health minister of Maharashtra, what they said, and, on Saturday also authorities had warned, several state authorities have warned that the lockdowns could be extended. So we are now hearing there's a possibility of an extension, but we still have to hear from the government. Also, a very important announcement came from the government that the cabinet MPs will take a 30% cut in pay. This was followed by president, vice president and governors expressing willingness to take a 30% cut as well for 1 year. Apart from that, members of Parliament Local Area Development Scheme for 2 years will go into the Consolidated Fund of India account. Apart from that, all major ports and public sector undertakings that are under the Ministry of Shipping have decided that a contribution of 52 crore will go to the PM CARES Fund. fund under the corporate social responsibility. Highest number of cases, if we talk about state-wise, was reported in Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. Mumbai's Workhard Hospital actually was sealed and shut down after 26 nurses were tested positive. So that's a major increase in the number of healthcare workers getting infected in this hospital. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Maharashtra, if we talk about, they have now risen to 781 with 33 people testing positive in the past 24 hours and recording 45 deaths in the state alone. The Home Ministry has said that they have quarantined over 25,000 people and the contacts are related to the Jamaat workers. So we still have the Nizamuddin congregation that will, tell us that if more of these people are infected. Apart from that, 8 Malaysians who were at the congregation in Nizamuddin were detained at the Delhi airport. But there's some bright news coming from Kerala, because Kerala has now set up a South Korean-style COVID-19 testing kiosk. So basically, we saw South Korea containing the epidemic pretty nicely after they had the most number of cases outside China in the initial days. Now they have contained it and the spread has reduced significantly. It's because of the number of tests that South Korea is doing. So this style has been adopted in Kerala as well. Kerala was, in fact, as a state, doing pretty good in terms of number of testing if we compare it to some of the other states. But these 2 walk-in sample kiosks will have been installed at the Government Medical College in Ernakulam. And basically what will happen is the healthcare professionals in the kiosk can collect throat swabs of the people who stand outside of the glass wall. And basically the medical staff will be on one side, there'll be a cabin, and there'll be a space for putting your hands, and there'll be gloves affixed in those spaces. So the medical professionals will be taking the swab samples, will actually be sterile and will not come in contact with the person getting tested directly. So this is some bright news, because testing is, as per medical expert, at this stage the only thing that countries can do to control the spread. If we talk about the aviation sector now, Go Air has said that it is open for bookings from April 15th for domestic flights, and internationals are expected to open from 1st May 2020. 92 staff members, including several doctors of a Pune hospital, have been quarantined after a victim who was treated after meeting an accident was tested positive for COVID-19 as well. Let's talk about something that we have previously also discussed, is the transmission in animals, or if animals could be possible transmitters. So the Central Zoo Authority has now issued precautionary measures to be taken in zoos across India, because there was a news that came yesterday or today early morning actually, that the coronavirus was tested in a tiger in a Bronx Zoo in New York, and it came out positive. So as a precautionary measure, zoo authorities are taking this step. News 18 has quoted Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary as saying that the lockdown might be extended in the state beyond April 14. There are several states who have, said that there is a possibility that lockdown might be extended in particular parts of the country. A case was registered under an unknown person in Gujarat. Basically, the person put out an advertisement on OLX selling the Statue of Unity for rupees 30,000 crore, asking for government expenses that might fund for hospitals and medical infrastructure to fight this outbreak. So a case has been registered for this particular person. And also there are reports that banks in India are likely to witness a spike in NPAs by around 1.9%. Apart from that, PM Modi has tweeted today asking BJP workers to help the needy amid the COVID-19 outbreak and to try and wear a mask, not necessarily a medical grade mask, but, you know, cover your face with a cloth or, you know, normal, just like cover it with something so that, you know, you do not infect the underprivileged. Also, PM Modi and Australian Prime Minister discussed COVID-19 response strategies apart from that. ICMR has said that order has been placed for over 5 lakh testing kits for COVID-19 and 2.5 lakh kits will be delivered around April 8th and 9th. All right, now let's get to some of the global updates. Globally, there have been over 12.7 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19, out of which at least 69,500 people have died so far. If we talk about New York, the US state is still the hardest hit by the novel coronavirus pandemic. The death toll has surpassed that of the victims of 9/11 and nearly 3,000 people, most of them at New York City's World Trade Center, were killed in attacks by 9/11. If you talk about Japan, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said that the government plans to declare a state of emergency and also proposed a stimulus package worth $1 trillion. Let's come to Philippines. Philippines Health Ministry today reported 11 additional deaths and 414 new infections of the novel coronavirus. And also we heard the leader of Philippines saying that there'll be shoot at sight orders. And we also have information from over the weekend that the first person was shot dead who was reported to be drunk and had violated the lockdown norms. In Indonesia, the total number of infections have crossed 2,490. Austria could be loosening its lockdown from April 14th. Let's talk about Spain. Spain has now overtaken Italy for the first time for the number of confirmed coronavirus cases. But the overnight death toll for... Basically, if we talk about these countries, US, Italy, Spain, the cases have increased, but the rate at which they have increased is going down. So the overnight death toll has fallen for Spain. Let's talk about France. The French high school students have had their graduation exams this year have been cancelled for the first time since it was instituted 2 centuries ago. If we talk about Jakarta, Indonesia, the number of funerals have sharply risen in March, and the governor of Indonesia's capital city has said that the deaths from COVID-19 may be higher than that officially reported. Let's come to Africa. COVID-19 has infected over 3,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa and killed about 100, prompting some of the world's poorest countries to basically shut land and sea borders. Germany has seen a drop in cases as well. Let's come to UK now. Boris Johnson has been admitted to the hospital for some COVID-19 tests. And it was one of those rare occasions when Queen Elizabeth II has also addressed the nation. So basically, Council of Europe's Health Rights Commissioner has said that European countries should start releasing low-risk prisoners. Queen Elizabeth has actually promised the nation that better days are ahead. And she acknowledged the grief and financial hardships that the Britishers are facing right now. And she also thanked the NHS, that is the health services in the UK, for their ongoing efforts and help. Now let's come to some other news, and let's get some information about the novel coronavirus. We now know that the novel coronavirus can stay on some of the surfaces for longer than expected. So basically, this virus can remain infectious on face masks for up to a week and can last on banknotes, stainless steel, plastic surfaces for days. So I urge all the listeners, so whenever you are going out to get essentials or groceries, getting your milk packets, whatever is washable with soap and water, do that. If not, a home you know, disinfectant will also clean the cover, the cardboards that are outside. Whatever extra packaging is not required to get home, just leave everything outside your house, dispose it off in a dustbin. So try to keep safe from infected surfaces as well. And also something that has been confused even by the governor of Georgia. He said that he didn't know that asymptomatic people can be infectious as well. Let me tell you a difference between asymptomatic people and pre-symptomatic patients. Many of the studies show different estimates. Some international reports quote that it is estimated that 1 in 4 coronavirus carriers could be asymptomatic. And a lot of countries have said that, you know, it may be between 25% to 50% of the estimated numbers could be asymptomatic carriers. And researchers still don't know how common these cases are. Even CDC has said it that, these asymptomatic carriers could be as many as 25%. So when you say that you are pre-symptomatic, you mean that you have been infected and you do not feel any symptoms when you got tested. But, symptoms will develop later. In contrast, when you talk about asymptomatic people, they never have any symptoms during the course of their infection at all, and they recover without getting any infection. So many people might not feel anything and they might feel perfectly healthy, might have had the infection and recovered from it, but they were carriers or transmitters to some other people who might have got infection from them. So CDC researchers have found that 46.5% of the infected people did not have any symptoms at the time of them getting tested. But many eventually got the, symptoms. And some of the reports also say that 18% of these infected cases remained asymptomatic. In that light, even ICMR and the Indian Health Ministry had said that rapid antibodies test is required in hotspots in the country. So India is basically looking to deploy these tests for COVID-19 screening because the cases are going up and there are, identified hotspots in the country, around 20 and 22 potential hotspots. Basically, when we talk about this antibody test, it delivers results in around 15 minutes. And other tests, how it is required to take a nasal swab or a throat swab in the other test. But here, basically, test is being done on your blood sample. If a patient has been exposed to the novel coronavirus, is what the test will confirm. This is the first time that India will use serology for detection of diseases, and basically the CDC has also begun conducting blood tests. It says that it will determine if the person was previously exposed. So basically it means that your body has antibodies for this kind of virus. That means you had the infection and your body produced the antibodies required to fight off the infection. That means you were infected and you might even not know about it. There are several international reports that are saying that Americans might soon be able to learn if they have been infected with a prick on their finger and a smartphone without having to leave their homes. Although it is very premature to say when will this be deployed. Apart from that, you have to visit our Money Control website to read some of the interesting take around the coronavirus pandemic. There is an opinion piece on the importance of street level bureaucracy to fight the pandemic by Kadambri Shah and Prakhar Mishra that has a very interesting take. Apart from that, there is another interesting take by Aditya Anil Varath that speaks about countermeasures adopted by nations, how it must factor in the vulnerabilities of refugees as well. Because the article says that the institutional approach of the government and health system excludes these socially excluded and powerless members of the global order that are the refugees. So how the system can be inclusive of the refugees. Also, TCS has offered free 15-day digital certification program. The program is offered by TCS Digital Learning Hub platform, and this is the second in line. Previously, one more application was made available digitally for learners, and this is an online digital assessment and certification course according to the TCS statement. One very important take comes from M. Saraswati that speaks about how IIT IIM students might be losing job offers, and institutes are now appealing to the recruiters to keep their promises. And she quotes, V. Ramgopal Rao, director of IIT Delhi, said companies should consider the fact that these students are bright enough to help them get out of a recession faster than they can imagine. So these were some of the latest updates around the coronavirus pandemic, India and globally. But for more coverage, including live coverage on the coronavirus pandemic, do log on to our website, that is www.moneycontrol.com. We also have many articles, some of which I already spoke about, that might be impacting the business, education and the economic world because of the coronavirus pandemic. If you have any suggestions for us, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. And for more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.